You are listening to Real World News.
Member of the Movimiento Ríos Vivos killed in Colombia interviewed one of his colleagues. Nelson Giraldo Posada, a 31-year-old Colombian of Ituango in Antioquia department, was the leader of the movement Ríos Vivos. He was in charge of a group of nearly 50 people affected by Ituango hydroelectric project who are taking refuge in the Coliseum of the University of Antioquia in Medellin. A few days ago, Nelson visited his former workplace despite threats against him and in a desperate attempt to find a way to go back to his place of origin. He planned to consider it a safe return for the people affected by the dam project. But on Tuesday afternoon, there were gunshots on the beach known as Sardinas, which is part of Ituango municipality. Nelson Giraldo Posada was brutally killed. He was found by the shore of River Cauca with his throat slit and bullets in his chest and legs. He had a wife and two children who are still at the university's Coliseum, where there is insufficient food and health conditions are poor. The news was cited in a press release issued on Wednesday by Movimiento Ríos Vivos Colombia, a group that resists dams and defends the territories and the people affected by the construction of dams. According to the press release on September the 9th, the Supreme Court of Medellin ruled in favor of the people affected by the Ituango Dam on Movimiento Ríos Vivos and imposed a 6-day deadline to answer the community's demand to be protected from the threats to their lives and physical integrity. We demand an investigation of the incidents and that the responsible for the murder are brought before justice. We also demand protection for all the members of Movimiento Ríos Vivos affected by Ituango, reads the press release. Ituango is owned by Empresas Públicas de Medellín, EPM. According to the company's website, the dam will have 225 meters high, it will be located on Cauca River, one of the country's main rivers, and it will flood 3,800 hectares of land. Its reservoir will be 80 kilometers wide. The dam will indirectly affect the municipalities of Ituango, Toledo, San Andrés de Cuerquia, Valdivia, Briceño, Yarumal to the north of Antioquia, and Peque, Buritica, Sabana Larga, Liborina, Olaya, and Santa Fe de Antioquia to the west. Nearly 400 people from different municipalities have been displaced by the project in the past 6 months. They have been living in the Coliseum of the University of Antioquia. Movimiento Ríos Vivos is in mourning. We lost a great leader of Ituango municipality, Isabel Zuleta, spokesperson of Movimiento Ríos Vivos in Antioquia, to Real World Radio. Our fear is not irrational. We haven't made the threats up. We reported them and the government didn't listen. The leader explained that it is not the task of Movimiento Ríos Vivos to investigate the murder and threats because the lives of its members are at risk. However, she said the National Protection Unit of the Interior Ministry and the government of Antioquia have failed to protect the life and physical integrity of the people who are against Ituango. We are asking the state and the Attorney General, that is the responsibility, to investigate the incidents. We demand that they find the responsible for the murder and the people who issued the threats against other leaders, Zuleta said.
You are listening to Real World News.